transitions can be hard on college campuses. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Allison Whitehouse, associate professor and director of Master in Communication Programs at Rider University, explains why the fall can be particularly hard for some.
More than 50% of campus sexual assaults will occur between August and Thanksgiving, which is known as the red zone. The beginning of the academic year or the start of a new semester is a period of transition as students develop their peer networks and re-engage with campus life, and sadly, also heightened time for sexual assaults. Many college campuses this fall will introduce bystander programs, encouraging people to intervene if they see trouble. These interventions can be direct, such as stepping in to stop someone from leading a friend away from a party, or indirect, by getting help from an authority figure. According to RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, 18 to 24-year-old women are four times as likely to be the victims of sexual violence, and a mere 20% will report it. While a larger percentage of sexual violence is directed at women, RAIN indicates 1 in 33 men will experience an assault. These statistics are disturbing, and worse yet, it's hard to account for the many people who choose never to report. Survivors describe feeling alone, blaming themselves, and feeling ashamed. My research with female victims of sexual assault reveals women experience long-lasting effects, and healing is a continuous process that takes many different forms. Some people find solace in traditional therapy, through movement, including workouts and yoga, and advocacy work, which enables them to communicate about what occurred and regain power in the process. The journey of who to disclose to and when is different for everyone. One of the most powerful things you can do for a survivor is to listen without judgment. By sharing on his or her terms, the survivor can regain some of the power lost in the attack. My research underscores the importance of communication as a means of advocacy and healing.
That was Allison Whitehouse of Rider University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.